Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Started off today talking about the fact that we now know it's the Blues that the Bruins will take on in the Stanley Cup Finals starting on Monday.
Yep.
Monday in Boston. It's the Bruins and the Blues.
Bennegan in net versus Rask. Brian Bennegan.
I know. I think we're calling him Bennegan's with an S.
People, thank you for all the tweet replies Bennegan's. And emails regarding Bennegan's. We have enough information now on the history of Bennegan's and where it went or maybe didn't go.
Keep an eye out for that first goal in the first game for the Bruins.
Yeah.
Tom put a Bennegan's goal
song
together.
We've got something for you. Oh. We got a Bennegan's video.
All right.
For that first one. Don't you worry about it. We're ready to go for Bennegan's. I think we got to have the full S for Bennegan's.
Yeah.
What are the names we've called them? Bellello, Bennegan's.
Someone said we said Brian Boitano, the skater.
Hoolahans.
Boitano.
I forgot Chi-Chi's.
Hey, the brother Boitano.
Brian Boitano. Yes, that's the quiz question of the day.
Bilbo Baggins.
Name the Blues
home,
goalie.
Bailey.
Name the Blues goalie.
Yes, please, sir. Don't mean maybe.
617-779-0985. But as I said right off the top today, I said, get ready for it. I said, it happens every time. We've talked about the long layoff for the Bruins. And the potential for the opponent to either have a long layoff. And it is a pretty considerable gap here. It's going to be 5 days of rest for the Blues. That's no short amount of time. That's a decent amount of time off for right. them as well. And if it went long, it would have been a short amount of time. And I said, you just wait. The Bruins fans will come up with whatever reason, no matter what the circumstances are, they will come up with a list of reasons why the opponent, whether it was going to be the Blues or the Sharks, are doomed and why the Bruins are going to smoke them.
That's typical hockey response, like in the hallway where Jim heard one of our workers saying, yeah, this team's been grinding and, you know, having a win every night. They figured it out since January. They're hot. They're just playing with fire. And then bang, 6 days off. They're cooked. Bruins, easy one here.
Hey, those Blues that came to a screeching halt last night, now that they won.
They're hitting a brick wall.
Like, you know, it's just, you'll hear every ridiculous reason over the next couple of days why the Blues have no shot in this thing, which I love. I think it's fun. I think it's part of it. I do. I know we're mocking it today. We're having some fun with it. But I really do think it's a fun part of not only this, but every time one of our teams in this town are in one of these championship situations, this is one of the fun parts of it. Hearing
Didn't
all the
first year the Celtics crazy, made the playoffs, Gorman picked Celtics in seven over the Cavs and LeBron when they got swept.
I don't remember.
Yeah, Mike Gorman did. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Celtics in seven.
Yeah, I just always.
Celtics in six.
One versus eight.
I just always love hearing the reasons why the Boston team will win and how absurd some of those reasons can get. Even in this case, there are plenty of legitimate reasons why the Bruins will win this series. But
actually, we can't even do anything with like the Bear versus Blue. You know, like it's a musical note.
Yeah, not much to work with.
Nothing there.
Like their mascot's also a bear.
Maybe they, what?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, Josh from NBC Sports Boston sent us some info about the mascot.
Do we have a picture? Can you help us with that?
It's a polar bear.
Wait a minute.
The whole backstory
sense.
On it.
That, okay. That, it makes sense that so makes, far.
I think polar bear, I think, you know, St. Louis. Yes.
Pictures Absolutely. Will be coming soon.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
That's not real.
What is that?
That's so minor league. That's so Bush League. That's so ECHL.
What is that?
It's not a bear. It's Chuck E. Cheese.
Is that?
They stole Chuck E. Cheese.
It looks, more, it looks more like a dog than a bear.
It does look like a dog.
It looks like a dog.
Ooh, what's that crime McGruff, right? That they send to schools?
It does. It looks like.
Doesn't it?
It looks like one of those.
It looks like somebody in a Chuck E. Cheese band.
All right, that is Louie, and he has a backstory.
It looks like one of them Labradoodles that are so popular now.
Oh, I get it.
Right?
Louie for St. Louis.
Are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
A number of years ago, can we have some music for this, please, Jim?
Give me some blues music.
Some backstory music of some kind. Anything.
Come on, Jim.
You know, poignant, maybe a nice piano. It's from blues.nhl.com. A number of years ago, in a small town near the Arctic Circle, a bounce... Louis.
Good job, Jim.
A bouncing baby polar bear was born, but this bear was very different from all the other polar bears in the town. While all the other bears had white fur, this bear's fur was blue!
Oh, so this is like Elf. This is like Elf.
He was immediately ostracized.
Rudolph!
Thrown into a sack and...
Sack.
His parents attempted to drown him in the icy waters.
You get drowned by
he survived, though, and rose from the dead like a phoenix, except he was a bear. Oh, no.
Wait a minute. So he was beaten by his parents?
Yeah.
And his parents hated him.
Put into a sack.
Tried to kill him.
And attempted to drown him in the icy waters.
Years of therapy have done wonders for him.
His eyes are frozen open.
Then one day he was told about a hockey team called the St. Louis Blues.
This can't be real.
Since the Blue Bear loved hockey, blues music, and was blue himself, he knew he had to find this team. Unfortunately, immigration stopped him from traveling to St. Louis for many, many years.
Serious?
Well,
are you serious?
When he was old enough, the Blue Bear traveled all the way to St. Louis to meet the Blues. After meeting the team, he was inspired with their high energy and great teamwork.
Got held in a detention center for months.
Separated from his parents.
You serious about the immigration
thing? He was held in a cage.
Wait, he have his papers?
He was held in a cage until St. Louis was deemed a sanctuary city. He was then let out.
There you go.
And began attending St. Louis Blues games.
You serious?
Yeah.
You're raking us up.
Jerk. A bunch of MAGA bros are just keeping him held down.
The middle of America, man.
On October 10th, 2007, he was introduced to the fans and got to play When the Blues Go Marching In on his saxophone. It was the greatest night of his life. Then on November 3rd, 2007, the Blue Bear was named Louie by the fans.
Don't do this.
He was even given his own game jersey, which he then had to pay back through working off the $140 cost from the team pro shop. Now Louie can be seen at all home games and throughout the community doing what he loves best, meeting fans, supporting the Blues, and plotting revenge against his parents who tried to drown him when he was just a cub for being different from the other bears.
He's going to kill his parents.
So the next time you're at a Blues game, be sure to say hello or give him a high five.
The orphan bear. Little Blue. Little Louie.
And that's the story of the St. Louis Blues Bear.
There was some embellishment. I added a couple of things.
No, I don't think so.
This is
largely accurate.
This is terrible, this series. This is awful. Thank God first two games were in Boston.
It's like the B.
You ever
No. You know what this is like? This is like Tessie. You know, Wally's fine. Did you really have to create Tessie? Did you have to make her foot and a half taller than Wally?
Well, it was lonely. They're like guinea pigs. You know, now, they're social animals.
I thought they're related, right? Sister. It's a sister.
Social beings.
Yeah, Wally the Green Monster. He's a very social. He's a pack monster, you know?
You don't need these. You don't need these things. You don't. Teams don't need these. You know who needs them? Teams like Tennessee. When you get a hockey team and it's new and it's Nashville, yeah, you know what? We need to create something. Remember the whole stuff with them when their team got hot? They fired the guy that sings national anthem because they're bringing in acts and get all pissed off. He starts suing the team.
Oh, the guy in Smashville.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I rock it every night. Now you want to bring in Carrie Underwood? Get out of here.
Get lost.
It's Carrie Underwood, buddy.
617-779-0985. So here's the deal. You give us your reasons why the Bruins will win the series, and we'll do it in an easy fashion.
Family feud like.
Yeah, we'll continue the survey with you coming
it's
up next.
Not a poll.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter. Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for. Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
This is like Cliff and Rob's coffee shop. We haven't done that in a while either. I just had somebody out in the hallway tell me the Suckers going seven because this team's pretty damn good.
Oh, the Blues or the Bruins?
The Blues. Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun. Peter's in Maine with his response
go. Go Maine.
To the survey. Question being, why are the Bruins going to beat the Blues?
Exactly. Hey, guys.
Exactly.
Exactly.
What do you mean exactly?
I've already predicted the Blues are good, but this is how the Bruins can sweep the Blues. All they have to do is tighten up their defense and get guys from out in front of Rask. You got to help Rask. You can't depend on him being fantastic. You got to help him. And I haven't heard any of your fans talk about how to play hockey correctly, and I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Well, what are you saying?
No, he's saying eliminate traffic in front of the net. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
There you go.
So let the goalie see better.
Exactly.
Oh!
That's how you play.
But it hasn't been happening. They've been doing good. They've been beating people, but they're still having too much traffic in front of Rask, and it's going to get Rask in trouble, and Rask has a history of falling apart. Don't let it happen now.
I like it.
Play better.
Peter, okay. Good talking to you.
All right.
Gotcha.
I love Maine callers. I honestly do.
You're so detached from reality.
And if there's someone out there who's got access to those Poland Springs commercials from the 90s, do you remember them? Do you remember those commercials? Someone, I looked for them. I can't find them.
I used to get Poland
Springs.
They're
not on YouTube.
House.
There used to be these commercials where they were for Poland Springs water, and it's like the prototypical Maine accent. You know, the guy would pull up. Excuse me, this road go to Poland Springs? That road there?
Yeah.
Don't go nowhere. Stays right where it is. Like
Mooseport. Mooseport.
We need those. We have our Maine sign on the simulcast. Yeah, no, exactly. Obviously, we know our friends over at ROR are men from Maine. But those Maine water commercials, you know?
I don't know.
Can't get there from here. You know, like, we need those.
Lauren lives in Maine?
We need those drops. What?
So Peter from
ROR. Who lives in Maine?
No, men from Maine. The bit on our... Never mind. Holy crap. Are you from here?
No, I don't know that bit either. I know the name of the bit, but I don't know what the bit is.
You're on that show. You like do that show like once a week, don't you?
It doesn't mean he listens to it.
Yeah, the morning show on ROR.
Yeah. No, I don't know their bits.
Okay. Never mind.
Yeah.
Peter from Maine says they will sweep because they will play better. Show me play better.
Let the goalie see the puck.
Let the goalie see the puck.
I like that.
Oh, eliminate traffic. Let me say no traffic. Oh, come on, Jim. I think no traffic is a good one.
I'd love no traffic.
That'd be nice. When these kids get out of school?
No traffic in Maine. You can move to Maine. No traffic here.
Time moves slow here.
$1.25, please.
You know, like, I watch... Like the Alaska shows.
$1.25 pop.
Yeah, like Homefront Alaska, like the last Alaskans, and they live off the land, and everything's like, you're so detached from reality. Is Maine the same way because it's up in this point?
And some parts are.
Like the both points.
Some parts are most definitely not like that at all.
There's some beautiful villages, little towns up in Maine. Drive through. I love Ogunquit. I actually love Ogunquit, and that's the quickest one. You see that right away.
Yeah.
I hate going up the Sunday River because it's so far. Whew. Nice little town, Bethel, right before that, though. Pretty little brooks, streams, good pictures and furniture joints up there. That's about it. That's the one last thing.
What's the difference between a pond and a lake? So,
oh, a pond small, lake is navigable.
No, there is no difference.
There is no difference. Trick question.
It is, isn't it? You know, I took it with his real estate test too.
No difference. None. Michael's in Hingham. Hi, Michael. No, my phone's
frozen. Mike.
Yeah, let me try this a different way.
How you guys doing?
Yeah, Michael. How you doing?
How's that?
Yeah. Well, one thing I hear y'all kind of favoring the Bruins and the Bruins fans, but don't overlook St. Louis and get overconfident. St. Louis has a good team.
Good team.
They're hungry for a championship.
Hungry.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They're a physical team.
Physical.
Puck possession team. They're playing well. They play for each other as a team. They have a good defense. A lot of big boy players there. The Bruins are going to be getting bounced around a little bit.
Who's a big boy player there?
Yeah. Look at those defense, though. They're bigger than you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a lot bigger. So they have a good defense, good offense, good goaltending. They're an overall good team, and they're playing well as a team, and they're hungry for a championship. So just don't overlook them and think the Bruins are going to go all, you know. I think the Bruins are going to win.
Do you think the Bruins are going to win?
Yeah, I think the Bruins will win.
As long as they don't overlook them. Show me, don't overlook them.
No. So their defensemen are 6'6", 255? They're not that big. I think Sharks
heavy.
Are bigger.
They're a heavy team.
Heavy. That's what Cassidy called them. So it's going to be sort of a low-scoring series, he anticipates.
Low-scoring?
A lot of 2-1 games. Mm. Good. Got to hear that stupid song.
Good.
The less we hear their stupid song, the better.
Good. Good. Petrangelo's a big guy. How big is he? Hold on.
6'3".
6'3".
He's 6'3". Yeah. He's 6'3", is what he is.
Yeah. Sharks are bigger.
What? How do you know this?
They look bigger. I think the players look bigger.
I don't think you know that. I think you're just saying that. I think you're just pulling that.
No, I actually started to look at some of the Shark stuff, and they have some pretty physical big guys.
Mike in Virginia Beach, man, it says Poland Spring. I'm in on this call. What do you got, Mike?
I don't know where to start. So I'm actually in Virginia Beach, and I will throw out the idea that this isn't why I called, but I was waiting on a customer a couple weeks ago. And she comes rolling in, and she's got a Patriots shirt on, and we start talking, and I said, oh, hold on, let me shut off my 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're talking a little bit about things, and she said, oh, have you been to Nick Cattle's place?
Oh, my God.
That's for you, Zoe.
Do you listen to Nick Cattle's show down there? A serious question.
He apparently owns a restaurant.
Yeah.
Right. I haven't been there.
It's a sports bar.
Are we calling it a restaurant, or are we calling it a bar?
I don't know. I haven't been. I don't actually leave the oceanfront, but.
Oh, who would down there? That's pretty risky.
I think it's more of a bar. That's what I would say. I think it's more of a
sports bar. Yeah.
Could be. But here's my point. So I grew up in southern Maine, and my family had a camp.
Yeah.
On a pond called Parker Pond. You can go ahead and look it up. It's on 121.
No different from a lake.
Parker Pond.
Well, it is different in the sense that it's all measured. It's all a matter of how deep it is, right?
No, it's not.
No,
it's
correct.
Tell you something.
I thought it's navigable by boat.
It's amazing how people will defend
People will try and tell you the difference is, if it's spring-fed or stream-fed, if it's navigable by a boat, if it has reeds growing on the shoreline, that means it's a pond versus a... There is no difference in terms of what geologists and ecologists, they're completely interchangeable. Jamaica Pond is a ginormous body of water, especially for being in the city.
But that's a pond.
My father's house was on Lake Charnwood in Troy, which was 10 acres. That was a lake. Jamaica Pond is a pond. What's the difference between the two? I ask you, what's the difference?
None.
There's no difference.
Man-made,
it has to be a lake or a pond. No, it doesn't.
No.
There's no difference.
Completely interchangeable.
Don't let anyone tell you there's a difference between a pond and a lake in terms of what is the actual technical definition between the two. There's no difference. You can call one the other. Doesn't matter.
But if I'm a buy home, I would want a lakefront home as opposed to a pondfront home.
Why?
They're the same thing.
Yes, exactly. You know who would the old.
I'll tell you what I would do. I'd go all Belichick on your ass and buy a pondfront home because it's better value.
But what about Jamaica Pond? Go buy a house on Jamaica Pond.
That ain't
you can't
that ain't
because
cheap.
You have the.
You can buy across the street.
Buy across the street. How much money are you going to spend to live across the street from Jamaica Pond? A whole lot of
millions.
Money. But I agree.
Mayor Curley lived over there.
Realtors.
Mayor Curley's house is still over there. You know. Take a tour.
If you're going to list a home, it's a lakefront and not pond front.
You don't put pond front.
It's on a lake.
What do you bring your fishing rod?
That's right.
Put some hot dogs on hand.
Yeah. Anyway, you were saying, Mike. Yeah. Go ahead.
Anyway, if you grew up in the Casco/Sebago region, which is all pretty much Poland Spring, just so you know, it's all spring-fed, as Hardy said. I guess the reality is I grew up peeing, at least, if not doing a whole bunch of other things, is what people pay for Poland Spring water. So I believe the phrase is, you can't get there from here.
Yeah, that was, again, in one of the commercials. Can't get there from here. Can't get there from here.
So he's saying it's like Quincy?
Yeah, pretty much.
Quincy Springs?
Yeah. Let's bottle it up and sell it.
I'm not drinking any water out of Quincy. Not for a few weeks anyway. Get everything straightened out over there.
You guys still pooing in the water?
Well, I mean, you know.
If they're doing it in Poland Spring, then what the hell?
Till further notice.
Somebody couldn't get their trash cans, and your mother was chirping me on Facebook. It's not all bad about Quincy. Quincy's a nice town. I said, I'm joking.
So now with Beatles' mother? Before it was Hardy's mother, now
yeah,
it's Beatles'
yeah,
mother?
It's him. He's got a thing.
Very nicely.
He's got a thing. I don't know what his deal is. It's his own problem, if you haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah.
It's his own problem. Ponds, lakes, same thing.
No.
Same thing.
Sorry.
Same exact thing.
Then what's the difference? Kids. What's the difference?
Hey, kids, come on. Pack the car. We're going to go to the pond. Nobody says that. Like, let's go swim down the pond. Swim at the lake. Swim at the ocean.
Okay. What's the difference, though, between a pond and a lake?
I thought it's size.
It's not.
It's not. I know it's not. It's weird.
There is no difference.
A couple of responses on the kid who has decided to forego going to the minor leagues and forego playing for the Braves or another major league team. It is instead going to Japan. Got some follow-up items, some responses on that we will get to with more of your Bruins calls next.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. Bend a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random 2x found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
What do you got?
So our intern just popped his head in the door again.
Yeah.
Second time in 2 days. Not afraid to come into the studio with comments. Tried to help program the show the other day.
Yeah, okay.
I kind of dig it. Kid's fearless. Turns me on. Not you. You don't. Like your action. You know? A little brazen. I like that. Cocky. I like that. Right. The other one just sits there, ooh, with fingers filled like. That's all. UMass kid. Good worker.
Okay.
Did you hear what Billy Lanny popped up on Billy Lanny's phone?
No, what's
that? We were
that?
Just having this Poland Spring discussion.
No.
Talking about Poland Spring. Lanny goes through his phone, scrolls through it. The voice activation. He's got Poland Spring ads on his phone now.
Who does?
Billy Lanny, from them just talking about Poland Spring and hearing us talk about it through the speakers.
Hold on. I want to try this because I've had my phone sitting next to me. What's Facebook? Facebook there, Lanny?
Yes.
Let me open up my Facebook.
See if you do.
Dan Albert.
Oh, you were talking about the intern, by the way. He just said, if I want to talk, do I just grab this mic over here and pull it over next to
me? Yeah, you do what you want, kid.
Wow. Holy crap.
I don't have any ads.
I don't have any Poland Springs either. Poland Spring.
What are your ads?
Mulch. That spinner thing for the pool, you know, the drain by science.
Oh, my God. That thing all the time. Constantly.
I got two of them.
I never go on Facebook.
Damn.
I don't even know how to do this.
Okay. A couple of responses, by the way, on the story of the player that has decided that 19-year-old prospect Carter Stewart, who has decided he will be going to Japan to play baseball for a $7 million contract for 6 years through the age of 25.
Now, you said you had a couple of what you thought to be very poignant responses.
Excellent responses.
Okay. I don't want to steal anybody's thunder.
Yeah.
But can I tell you what my initial reaction was? And we talked about it a little bit, but what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I thought to myself, injury aside, whatever he might be hiding, whatever Scott Boras is trying to pull, my initial thought was, you know what? Good for this kid. He sees $7 million as a life-changing amount of money. He has no idea what's going to happen to him with the rest of his life and career in baseball if he were to stay here in the major league. 19 years old. He's going to go live in Japan for 6 years. Good for him. He's going to come home. Worst case scenario, as a 25-year-old with $7 million, he's probably going to have a lot of his expenses paid for while he's living over there. He's going to be set for the rest of his life financially. And if he's good, he can still pitch in the major leagues, but he's going to have a life experience that few people can even touch.
So here's what it says. This from Luscious Luke on Twitter. Despite that as the name,
yeah, it's
he has
poignancy abounds.
Yeah. This response, he writes, the food, culture, lifestyle, facilities, and experience that he will have in Japan is far greater than that in the minor leagues here in the United States.
Another good point.
Fukuoka is an excellent modern city, and he'll be playing for a perennial winner. It's the Patriots of Japanese baseball. And they have. They've won four of the last five Japan series. They are a very good team with a winning culture, and they've got a winning history. They've won four of the last five Japan series. The part about the treatment, the travel, the lifestyle, modern city versus playing in a bunch of secondary podunk towns in the minor leagues, that is all very much true. The money is also obviously a lot better at making over $1 million a year on average over the next 6 years, as opposed to getting less than $2 million in the form of a signing bonus and then basically meal money, which is what you're getting as a minor leaguer. Devin said he's essentially skipping the arbitration years to become a full free agent at the age of 25 rather than 28-ish in Major League Baseball. And the posting fee is pretty agreeable to MLB clubs now. I looked this up. When Shohei Ohtani went through the posting system, Major League Baseball sort of tweaked that system. The max posting fee now is $20 million. $20 million is the maximum.
Wow.
So there is
so it's not 51 dice cap.
$51 million right. dollar posting fee. No, the max posting fee now is a total of $20 million. And when Shohei Ohtani came over, he had to sign the equivalent of an international free agent minor league deal with the Angels because he was under the age of 25. That won't apply to this guy because he'll be 25 or older. So that won't apply to him. He'll be able to make big money when he comes back. So you're right, though. The difference between making, let's say, $1.5 million as a signing bonus going back into the draft this year as a likely second round pick. Again, he was offered $2 million by the Braves as a top 10 pick. They lowballed him, accusing him of being injured last year. He said, no, I'm going to go to junior college instead. He's played a full season of junior college ball since, which I think would probably dispel the injury concerns, but maybe he hasn't been as productive. I actually haven't, I'm guilty of not knowing if he's been damaged goods as a result. But the Japanese team has been all over him saying, we still want you. The difference between $1.5 million and $7 million in terms of life-changing status is huge.
Yeah. Yes.
Huge.
I agree with that.
And he's taken that guaranteed $7 million, and hopefully he's got, you know, good advisors along with Scott Boras that will help him do the right things with that money.
Oh, but if he's a phenom and he makes up to the majors in a couple of years, he could be leaving Don't be a greedy knucklehead. $7 million. And I'm not saying I would do it, Beetle. If you're 19 years old, you're gonna move to Japan for 6 years.
You're gonna get homesick, man.
Would you do it? I don't know that I would.
I don't know that I would.
But I give this kid a lot of credit for doing it.
I do too. Take some balls. I think it's bold.
Take some balls.
It's a bold move. Yeah. I think it's a bold move.
I was afraid to go to University of Miami.
Too far from home.
Is that why you didn't go there? Or is it because you wanted to be like Rob?
I already committed to Maryland.
Well, at this point, I bet his family goes with him.
$7 million
All of them?
Yeah, I bet they do.
The whole family ups and moves.
I bet they pick up and go with him.
They're probably excited.
Okay. You know at 19 years old, your family have up and moved with you to Japan?
For $7 million, they would have.
Yep. Mine would have.
Mine would have.
Your brother?
Yeah, probably.
He's crazy, too. Yeah. You know, yeah.
It's not their $7 million. Yeah, we
get over there.
You're 19 years old.
Those fast motorcycles, BMWs.
I don't think that would have played a factor. But
yes, BMW made in Japan. Absolutely, that's what they ride over there. The fast BMW motorcycles in Japan. It's not the Yamahas or the Suzukis or the Gixxers.
It's the BMWs.
The BMW motorcycles. Streets of Tokyo, famous for them.
I watch.
What is the matter with you?
Black Rain. Michael Douglas.
Fast motorcycles in Japan, yeah. BMWs.
Yeah. It's the movies do it to me. I'm flying through.
They drive those little, what are those, VW bugs? They always driving those there.
Hangover. I saw that movie. Yeah.
They eat all that food with the chopsticks, you know, like the lasagna. You see them in the movies.
Cats.
They did invent pasta. They did invent the pasta.
Tattoo joints.
and the Italians.
They did have right? pasta. They did it the noodle, yes.
Isn't it?
The Italians like to claim it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chinese had it first.
Well, was it Chinese or Japanese?
Japanese, I'm sorry.
Yes. That's a good question.
Japanese, I think.
We better check our facts on that.
You don't even know the difference between a pond and a lake.
The intern came in and said, I should know Farm Pond in Wrentham, which is, we have two other lakes, Lake Pearl, Lake Archer. And he said that, the caller said that the Farm Pond is swimmable. What the hell does that mean? I said, I'm not going to argue this with Hardy.
Just because it's a pond. It was the Chinese, not Japanese. Oh, it was Chinese invented Jesus. The noodles. Mm. Yeah.
Thank you.
And then
that.
It made its way throughout Asia, spreading to Japan and Korea. So it went from China, Japan, Korea, then made its way to Italy. And the Italians like to take credit for it.
And to Zoe's credit, turns out BMW is in fact a Japanese company, Bavarian Motor Works of Okinawa, right here.
On.
Twitter.
What?
Okinawa.
Wait.
Suck it to me.
The same. You sold that. You sold that like I sold paddle boards the other day. You did. You sold that. You son of a bitch. You sold it. You sold it. Let's get back to your calls.
I thought of like four more t-shirt slogans, by the way.
Roto-Rooter. Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. Then the wrench. And the towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter. Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
In the music category.
They'd be like, whoa, what about Aerosmith?
What about Marky Mark? What about Boys the Men? Well, they're Philly. But Bobby Brown's from here. But we do have the Dropkicks. I mean, we get that.
Look, Boston has its share of bands, but you could make a case that St. Louis takes it for Chuck Berry alone.
Yeah.
Chuck Berry,
King
St.
of
Louis.
Rock.
Hail, hail, rock and roll.
That guy jumped out of a moving car, man. He's playing his guitar.
The Duck Walk. Maybelline. Johnny B. Good.
Yep.
You know?
Yes. Yeah.
But that's my own bias.
Ed St. Louis, I go with it.
I feel the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame should begin with Chuck Berry, nothing before that. That's where it begins. That's me. That's been my long-held belief. But you could give it to St. Louis musically for Chuck Berry and just end the conversation right there. Hmm. And they would take it over most cities because of that. 617.
Yeah, hey. There you go. 779-0985. We get back to the survey, why the Bruins will win the series. Many of you say it will be in four or five games.
Why the Blues are stupid.
Why the Blues are stupid.
This is so bad. Watch the Bruins get down 3-1 in the series.
Jonathan.
An egg on our face.
Jonathan Stoughton. No, he's not. He's got us on hold.
I love that.
Sean in Idaho. Sean.
Hello. Yeah, good afternoon. Great show as always. Yeah. Bruins win in five. Bruins win in five games. You guys are going to go with the Bruins and what?
No, we want to know why you think the Bruins are going to win in five games.
Because the Bruins have got, they needed the rest. Chara's going to be back. Tuukka Rask has been incredible. The Blues, I don't think, have a chance. I mean, I think they'll win one game at home, but the Bruins are just way too tough to beat at home. So that's why I'm saying the Bruins have the better edge of beating the St. Louis Blues. What do you gentlemen think?
Why did it take Idaho to have our best call as to why the Bruins are going to win the series? Why did we have to go out?
Was that even that strong of a take?
It was pretty good. It was solid.
Tuukka's the one legit reason we've heard all this.
Yeah, Zdeno Chara, they're going to be rested, which is good for Zdeno Chara. He's going to be back.
Okay, but is Zdeno Chara, even good when rested this playoff run, been one of the main factors in the Bruins' success? Hate to say it, but has he?
He's played for most of the games. I don't know.
Participation trophies now?
3 hours. We haven't got one call in a third or fourth line of these Boston Bruins and how they've played in the playoffs and how they've helped sort of bolster your offense when your starters or your top lines really aren't producing. Then they came around. You know? Give me something like that. We got to go to Land of Potatoes for the best Bruins breakdown?
Idaho's a long way away.
Hey there, gentlemen. That's very nice out to you. Come on down.
It's way out there.
You get three putts.
Way out there.
You get three potato putts for a spuds for a, we'll give them to $3-4.
Isn't that the, that's the first state east of Washington and Oregon.
Yes.
It's way out there.
It's that one with the top.
Sports Hub app, 98.5 thesportshub.com is where you get it.
It looks like this as a state.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's a great representation of it with your hands.
Yeah.
So
that's tough to do. You can, it's not like Michigan. There's Michigan right there. That's easy.
Oh, that's a Michigan one?
That's Michigan. Oh, I see. Where'd you grow up? I grew up right here.
Hey, here's Texas. Yeah. It's Texas.
Can you do Massachusetts?
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Be this way. No.
No.
Try your other hand.
I have to hook. No, I can't.
You can turn the shocker.
I got it.
How about Maine? You want to do Maine?
What's Maine look like?
Put that thing up there.
I don't even know. Maine looks like, you know what it is? It looks like Tessie's head on
this
Loch Ness
would sort of
Monster.
Be my Maine. You know?
It looks like Loch Ness Monster head.
But you got a Maine.
It's a...
Hurts my wrist.
Where's Blair? We need Blair's prediction.
We are so stupid. Yeah. You know that? You know how stupid
they
we
do
are?
California with your arm. That's how they do California.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
Oxnard, where's that?
That's right up here. You go to Florida?
San Diego, right out here. You go up to LA. You, San Francisco's up
what
here.
What do you do Florida with your leg?
Oh, Florida's like this.
Hanging out there.
Florida's like
oh, this. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Florida.
So I moved from Tallahassee down here to Orlando.
This is what they call
my brother-in-law lives down in Miami.
At the panhandle.
We're okay.
That's why I wanted the Sharks.
Yep.
That's why I wanted the Sharks.
Okay, it's only Wednesday, huh?
It's only Wednesday. We have two more days of this.
You know how to draw a map of Hawaii.
We'll be down there Monday getting ready for the game. We'll be there.
Why you want to
Mark in Medford, Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys? I think I got one of the main reasons why the Bruins will beat the Blues and a comment after.
Okay, go ahead.
The main reason why the Bruins will beat the Blues, the Bruins are a much deeper team. After the Blues' first and second line, they really don't have anything. As opposed to the Bruins, where all four lines...
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.